meeting to order. City of Palm Coast City Council meeting. It is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. It is 9 a.m. Please join me in the Pledge Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Holland.
Here.
Councilmember Huff.
Here.
Councilmember Klufus.
Present.
Councilmember Lyon.
Here.
Councilmember Shipley.
Here.
Mayor, all members are present.
Great. We'll now open up to public participation. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on items not on the agenda? You have up to 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record, and your 3 minutes will begin.
Good morning, Robin McDonald, Palm Coast. I'd like to ask the city if they could consider putting pavement reflective lights on Beltair going northbound just south of fire headquarters. They did recently put these reflective lights on a bad curve on Beltair right off of 100, and it is made traveling on Beltair at night a little bit better because these reflective lights show you where the curve is. But there's a really bad curve just south of the firehouse. And if they could put another set of these reflective lights, it would be very appreciative. And I'd also like to ask, does the city have any time frame as to when the project on Royal Palm is going to be finished? Because when you're coming down westbound on Royal Palm heading towards US 1, if you're not familiar with where they're doing the construction, you're going to be in for a big surprise because there's a really nasty curve there, and I'm waiting for somebody not to be familiar with the area and go flying into the woods. And the last thing I'd like to do is publicly thank Councilman Lyon for filling in for the term that he has done. He's done an excellent job. But especially I'd like to thank Councilwoman Shipley because she has done everything that this city has asked her to do and then some, and she will be sorely missed. Thank you.
Your comments. Next speaker.
Mike Cocciola, Palm Coast. First, I want to commend the city for taking on the issue of streetlights. That was wonderful. That was one of my major concerns, and you're dealing with it. And I really commend the council for doing so. But my next concern, always have one, is refuge that I'm seeing more and more on the side of the roads in Palm Coast. Apparently, our citizens are getting very cavalier with their use of paper cups, tin cans, and other refuse. I'd like to see the city take on that issue and make some kind of a program or develop something where we can raise awareness that our street sides, particularly in our swales on our major roadways, are getting too much in the way of refuse thrown from car doors or from, I'm afraid, school kids at bus stops, things like that. So if you could look at that, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker.
Renee DiVincenzo, and I just wanted to just have a question. I was wondering if the city had any programs put in place for the homeless that are in Palm Coast. Since I've relocated to this area, I have found a numerous amount of homeless, especially one where I called the police due to the fact I thought there was one who had passed on the street to find out they were sleeping on the street. I do find that, especially by the Walmart area, as well as some other locations, there is a lot of trash that is left due to the homeless being there, and it just, the amount that's left just doesn't make the city look very nice. So really my question is, what is in place for the homeless here in Palm Coast? Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. Will you address the comment Mr. McDonald made about the reflective lights?
Sure, Mayor. It's something we'll take a look at after this meeting. I'll get with staff and take a look at that.
And just let us know and update us next meeting.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And the Royal Palms.
Sure. Steve, do you have a timeline for the Royal Palms project? Could you come forward if you do?
I do not have one, but we'll get one.
Okay. That is, just so everyone's aware, a stormwater project, and we'll ensure MOT, maintenance of traffic procedures, are followed, but obviously it's a big project for our stormwater system.
And as far as the refuge, I know we've discussed it on this council a few times. We had a presentation from Carol Minnie, I believe, about our program. Did you want to highlight that quickly and talk about some of the ways that we are trying to highlight that program and educate the community?
Sure. Every week, our public works crews pick up litter along our roadways, and of course, the public can help us by, educating each other, educating others not to, throw litter out the window. We also do have other volunteer programs, such as Adopt a Road, for our citizens to take action and help. And of course, the biggest way we can confront this problem is for people not to litter. And so it makes all of our lives a little easier and makes Palm Coast look that much more beautiful.
I could just ask Commander Karen, do we have fines if people are caught littering? Are there fines in place? Any kind of ticket that is given out?
Yes, ma'am. It's been brought to our attention. We do have fines or citations. The thing is, catching someone littering is not easy. Most of them see a marked patrol car or a patrol car. You don't normally see them throw out that McDonald's wrapper. But we do, and I'll make them aware of it and that it's been brought up to council.
And would you address the last comment about...
Sure. And Mark, you'll probably have to come back up to talk about homelessness. But, of course, we refer these folks to the social programs that are available in our community and elsewhere. And then, Mark, if you want to talk a little bit how we work with private property owners as well when they're having issues with homelessness.
Yeah, this is becoming more and more of an issue. Matter of fact, I just spoke to Mr. Reichman about some ideas we can present, looking at other ordinances. A lot of these ordinances are not legal. The people are being sued. So what we're doing is working with the property owners and asking them to, such as Walmart or the other stores, we're asking them to go ahead and if they would trespass them off their property, we can act on it. However, we just move them. So we're still trying to come up with some ideas. It's a touchy situation. We're not the only city having this problem. Daytona, St. Augustine. As I looked at some of these ordinances, and I did speak to Mr. Reichman on it, a lot of these ordinances are not being lawful. People are actually being sued. So we got to be real careful, and we're going to meet on it. We have a supervisors meeting tomorrow. The sheriff's office is going to roundtable it. And just come up and try and come up with some ideas.
Well, and there are programs available to those in need. I know the Salvation Army has partnered with the DAV for veterans that are homeless to find suitable housing for those that are suffering from PTSD and other things. The United Way has a great program that they partner with also to find housing. We do have a food pantry as well and other leaders in the community that are trying to rally together to tackle this really important issue. I know we've tried. Our staff is very compassionate when it comes to people that, are certainly struggling in their lives. I know, and sometimes they just don't want the help, unfortunately. We've had a couple instances where we've offered and it's not been received.
To piggyback off of what the mayor just said, we have been told these programs, we'll offer it to them. We'll even sometimes transport them down or get them a ride, whatever, and a lot of times they don't want it, they turn us down. So thank you.
Thank you. We'll now move to agenda item number one, which is approval of the minutes of the November 6, 2018 business meeting, November 13, 2018 workshop. We'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number two is a proclamation for Small Business Saturday. Council Member Clufus will be presenting. I'm assuming someone and our team are going to be approaching the podium to receive.
Okay.
Council. Whereas Small Business Saturday is a day dedicated to supporting small businesses and communities across the country, including ours. Small Business Saturday was founded by American Express in 2010 and is celebrated each year on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And whereas, according to the U.S. Small Business Administration, there are currently 30.2 million small businesses in the United States. They represent 99.7% of all businesses with employees in the United States and are responsible for 65.9% of net new jobs created from 2000 to 2017. And whereas 90% of consumers report that Small Business Saturday has had a positive impact on their community, and most of those who are aware of Small Business Saturday said the day encourages them to shop small all year long. And whereas 73% of consumers who reported shopping small at independently owned retailers and restaurants on Small Business Saturday did so with friends or family. And whereas the city of Palm Coast, Florida is a be local, buy local kind of community, where we celebrate small businesses and the contributions they make to our local economy and community. And whereas, when our Palm Coast community shops locally, businesses thrive, jobs are created, and a portion of the sales tax generated is returned to us for amenities and projects we cherish, such as the Palm Coast Community Center and Holland Park renovations, road repaving, and streetlights. And whereas, if every resident of Palm Coast spends $25 at a local business on Small Business Saturday on November 24th, it would infuse $1.46 million into our local economy. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Palm Coast Mayor and City Council do hereby declare November 24th, 2018, as Small Business Saturday, and urge all Palm Coast residents to support the small businesses you love with the people you love on Small Business Saturday on November 24th and throughout the year. Signed this 20th day of November 2018, City of Palm Coast, Florida, Mayor Melissa Holland.
Mayor, City Council, the Florida Small Business Development Center here and the BAC are very pleased to be able to support the small businesses in our community, and we're excited for this proclamation and really look forward to continuing partnership with you and really bringing a great economy here in Flagler County and Palm Coast.
I'll just add quickly before we take a photo, since we have such a large audience here today, it's a great way to inform our residents why shopping local matters. It not only supports a local business in your community that employs people locally, but the money stays here. And so we are trying to actively inform our residents on why it's so critical. The dollars that comes back to our community between sales tax and fuel tax allows us to add infrastructure projects and improvements in your community. So you are reinvesting in your community every time you shop local. So I always say, if you want to go really please the mayor in St. Augustine, go fuel up in St. Augustine because you're fixing his roads. If you want to please the mayor in Ormond Beach, go to the Tagger Outlets and do your Christmas shopping there because you're giving them the dollars to then build amenities in Ormond Beach and not in Palm Coast. So please take the time. The holidays are here to make sure that you make those choices and you make them understanding that you're doing your part. You're owning this campaign. It's a great thing for our community. It's also a great thing for our business community. So thank you to each and every person here who's added value to our community by making sure they're doing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 3 is another proclamation. This time it's for the Palm Coast Yacht Club Boat Parade. Vice Mayor Cuff will be presenting. I'd ask every member from the Yacht Club to stand up to receive the proclamation, please.
The Palm Coast Yacht Club was established in 1979 and for 36 years has been at the helm of the Palm Coast Holiday Boat Parade. And whereas the parade now is the largest holiday boat parade in Central Florida and in 2017 had a record of more than 40 brightly lit boats gliding down the intracoastal waterway. And whereas this year's parade aims to be even larger and will begin at 6 p.m. Saturday, December 15th, departing from Cimarron Basin to the Intracoastal Waterway, witnessed by throngs of partiers and revelers hugging the shores of the Intracoastal Waterway. And whereas this year's parade will be broadcast live for the first time with Cool 100.9 FM, presenting a mix of holiday music and live commentary, anchored by Cool's own Dr. Dave. Former Mayor John Netz and Ansley Sestari of Flagler Palm Coast High School Television. Also present will be Palm Coast Yacht Club Rear Commodore Danella Crawford, whose late husband was Commodore of the club and a proud supporter of the parade, and whose memory the club honors. And whereas the parade will be escorted by boats from the Flagler County Sheriff's Office, Towboat USA, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and the Palm Coast Auxiliary of the U.S. Coast Guard, and promotional consideration is being provided by the Florida Inland Navigation District, the Palm Coast Observer, and Cool 100.9 FM. And whereas this year's parade is being named in memory of John Bird of the club, who faithfully squired the parade from 2012 to 2014, all community residents and visitors are invited to celebrate the season of the 2018 Palm Coast Holiday Boat Parade. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Palm Coast Mayor and City Council do hereby declare December 15th, 2018, as Palm Coast Holiday Boat Parade Day, signed 20th day of November, 2018, Mayor Melissa Holland.
I'm Sarah Euless, Chair of the Palm Coast Holiday Boat Parade, and thank you, Mayor Holland, your staff, fabulous, and the City Council for making this happen and taking the time to recognize the parade and what it means to our community. We are tremendously proud of it, and are proud to say that our Grand Marshals this year will be Melissa Holland and Sheriff Staley. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And with us today are members of the Palm Coast Yacht Club. Would you all please come up and introduce yourselves?
Well, I'm the incoming Commodore, and I'm looking forward, and thank you for elevating this to give this parade the status as a standalone event now for the City of Palm Coast. We have professional media coverage, and we should expect to be on TV live at the late news.
I'm Donna Heiss, and owner, co-owner of Southerly, and Southerly is going to be over the top this year. So you're not going to want to miss this boat parade because it is going to be something else.
Hi, I'm Robert Euless. I'm co-owner of Penury. This is the Grand Marshal's lead boat, and I'm looking forward to this. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful event.
Hi, I'm Danella Crawford. I'm Rear Commodore, and I cannot wait.
Hello, Ken Mazzi, co-owner of Southerly. This is a great event for the community. It's a real lot of fun, and to get the word out, Sarah's done a great job in getting the word out on this, and we've grown over the years. Last year, well, we've been in it for 2 years. I think this will be our third year. It started with about 19 boats a couple years ago. Then I think last year we had about 30.
40.
Last year was 40. Okay, and this year it's even more. So every year it gets larger and larger, and it's just a whole lot of fun. So getting the word out and letting everybody know about it is just going to help it continue. And thank you for the proclamation.
Andy Booth, I'm the club treasurer. I also own a boat. I hope we'll be in the parade if I can get my steering back. But thank you so very much for recognizing the club and this outstanding event.
Thank you, guys. You make it happen. This year, for the first time, the parade is being named up in honor of an outstanding citizen. John Bird of the Palm Coast Yacht Club ran the parade for several seasons, and we thought it appropriate to remember him for the contributions he made. And Elaine Bird, his widow is right back there. So thank you, Elaine. Thank you, John. And, of course, we're very proud of the another first KOL-FM's live broadcast. Anchoring the coverage will be Dr. Dave, and you've all heard, former Mayor John Netz. And Ansley Sistar, who is right here, and she is with the Florida Palm Coast High School Broadcasting Television Program. And we can't wait to hear her on the air. You have anything to say?
I think it's just an honor to be here.
Thank you. She's going to be great. And appearing live will be Donella Crawford, who is right here. Donella, I'd like for you to be recognized, too, for your work and for your job.
Oh, thank you.
And what is the parade? It's the boats. And we're honored to have some of the boaters who are going to be in the parade here. Could you please come up and introduce yourselves?
Gary Kunis, the name of the boat is Lady K, and we're going to be decorated to the hilt.
Tell us about that.
The boat's 60 feet. We'll have a few. Are we going to have Santa Claus again?
I don't have Santa Claus yet. I need a Santa Claus. Santa Claus got to be worse than left.
Well, you let me know. We'll take Santa Claus again.
Jeff?
Jeff Skidema from Beverly Beach, Commissioner.
Thanks.
Hi, Mayor. How are you?
Hi.
First time going to be in it. 35 foot. We hope to be beautiful.
Hi, we're Jeff and Joy King. We are the co-owners of the 24-foot Noki, and this is our third year in the parade. We're looking forward to it.
My name is Jeremy Mayer. This is Kander. We're here with Real Therapy for Heroes.
It's our first year in the parade.
It's our first year in the parade, so we're looking forward to it. We're going to have some veterans out there with PTSD and traumatic brain injury, and we'll have the boat all lit up, and we look forward to it.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
And so we thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you all on the water. Thank you.
Okay, we will now move to agenda item number 4, which is an ordinance. Mr. Reichman.
Mayor, Council, this is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, for the voluntary contraction or de-annexation of the city boundary by contracting 75 acres, more or less, of real property known as ORA Associates LLC property, generally located south of State Road 100 and west of Belterre Boulevard. This property is more particularly and legally described on Exhibit A to the ordinance. This ordinance provides for the amendment of the city boundaries for severability conflicts and provides for an effective date. Second read.
Mayor and Council, this is the second reading of a contraction ordinance. Since first reading, we received no additional comments or feedback from the public. Jose has pulled up a map of the property that will be de-annexed from the city. Remaining is a buffer, a six-acre buffer between the Z section and the parcel that will remain in the city, provide a buffer from any future development for the City of Palm Coast. With that, staff is available for any questions or comments as they arise.
Council, do we have any questions or comments on this issue? This is a second reading of the ordinance. Open up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 4, please do so at this time. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. I'll take it back to this council. Entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number 5 is a resolution approving the Airport Commons Pre-Annexation Economic Development and Joint Planning Agreement.
Mayor and Council, this agreement is the result of negotiations between county, the city, and the developer for the property known as Airport Commons. And I think it's a good agreement for all parties considering. And so I'm just going to go through some of the key city terms. This agreement would have the property annexed into the city once the CO is issued. This agreement provides that the property would connect to the city's water system and sign a utility agreement. This agreement provides that the property would comply with city requirements generally through the site planning process, and our staff has been working with county staff well and ensuring that this development is going to fit nicely into the city look and feel. And then finally, that either the developer would pay impact fees that would be due to the city or construct improvements in lieu of the payment of those impact fees. So for us, this agreement provides City Council's direction to try to reach an agreement with the parties rather than go through litigation, and then also that we maintain the city's transportation impact fees and also the requirement to annex and connect to our water system. With that, Ida will go through a few slides just with some of the details.
Good morning, Mayor and Council members. This is presentations on the pre-annexation economic development and joint planning area agreement done in conjunction with the Airport Commons development. In terms of location, this is a 3.8-acre site. It's a portion of a larger tract. It is adjacent to the city's jurisdictional boundaries on State Road 100. It's across from the town center master plan development in our community revitalization area. It is adjacent to Flagler Executive Airport and Aviation Drive. It is in our joint planning area agreement that the city has with the county. The county designates this area as commercial high intensity on its future land use map, and it has commercial 2 zoning, which is fairly equivalent to our commercial 2 zoning. The location of this site is within the city's water and sewer utility service area. And when this site plan was submitted to the county in March of 2018, it raised questions regarding water and wastewater utility connections and service, understandably. Key elements of the agreement is that it establishes terms for voluntary annexation into the city. It requires Airport Commons to connect to city water and enter into a utility agreement prior to annexation. When sewer becomes available, it sets forth a process to transfer that capacity between the city and the county, and requires Airport Commons to pay transportation impact fees or construct or guarantee the identified improvements to Aviation Drive and State Road 100. This is the proposed Airport Commons site plan. It includes retail, restaurant, and a fitness center. It takes access off State Road 100 and Aviation Drive. And we're very pleased to say from a staff perspective that incorporates the city's landscaping recommendations and architectural recommendations. It has significantly taken shape and added more detail during the course of this process. This is the proposed architectural concept for Airport Commons. Again, best way to describe it is that they've added significant detail from an architectural and landscape perspective during the course of this review and consultation. So the next steps, after the certificate of occupancy is issued by the county, annexation will occur. The city will receive payment for transportation impact fees or a guarantee regarding the State Road 100 capacity improvements 30 days after the annexation date. And once annexed, the city will, within 36 months, initiate a comprehensive plan amendment and a zoning change to reflect that it is in the city limits at this time. So based on the successful resolution of this issue, staff is recommending adoption of the resolution regarding the Airport Commons pre-annexation economic and joint planning area agreement.
And Mayor and Council, I do believe the County Commission adopted this proposal last night as well. So just want to give you that information.
Council, any questions or discussion on this item? Opened up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 5, please do so at this time.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank the city staff, the county, and everyone involved in negotiating this mess as it started out about a year ago. And I'm glad to see that saner, cooler heads prevailed. We're going to have a nice little tax-ratable sitting there, and hopefully we'll get some more, and this will be a basis for more cooperation between the city and the county. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. I will take it back to this council. Entertain a motion.
Move of approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number 6 is a resolution approving the final 2018 city general election results.
This resolution certifies the results of the election, including both the 2 seats and the 3 charter amendments that were approved.
Okay. That was sort of not exciting. Okay. Any discussion, council members, before I open up to the public?
I would like to say I'm very glad that our local election was not that exciting. and a shout out to our local supervisor of election, Katie Lenhart, who she and her staff did an excellent job in conducting our local elections, and we're lucky to have her.
Any member from the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 6 about the election, please do so at this time. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. I'll take it back to this council. Entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. The next item is the consent agenda. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12, please do so at this time. And I'll close public comment. I'll take it back to this council. Entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Okay, before we move to agenda item number 13, which is the oath of office, I would really like to take this moment to give both Councilmember Shipley a time to make some comments, as well as Councilmember Lyon. Start with you first.
I wrote mine down because I'm not good with words, so I wrote it. I promise it won't be long.
Take your time.
4 years ago, I was elected and thought I needed to do something big. Then my name was put on the front of this building, and the pressure was on. We've had some big projects through the years. We had the City Hall, the Community Center, and Holland Park, my favorite. But what was important to the people out there was a call back, an answered email, or an occasional knock on their door. I'm not sure if they really liked that or it was kind of eerie, but sometimes I like to knock on the door. People let me in their house and welcomed me in, and they didn't care if I accomplished what they asked for or not. They knew I tried, and I think that was the most important thing, that they knew I tried. I was allowed into different organizations, one of them being the Portuguese Club, which they fed me very well, and I liked going there. And also organizations like VITAS, Family Life Center, and the Drug Court Program. And these organizations make such a big difference, and I hope future councils will keep them in mind. Every time something was completed and I received a thank you, I passed it on to the people who really deserved it, which are the people that are sitting back there. These are the people that made it easy for me. When someone called and said my swale was clogged, I called Nesta. My neighbor painted their house pink, I called Barbara. And they made it easier for me, and I appreciate all they've done. Bob, thank you for your humor, now that I get you. And Nick, thank you for teaching me all those big words that I had to go back after the meeting and look up. Vince, I didn't vote for you, and I'm sorry, but I realized that that was my mistake. It was great working with you and you're in such a short time. Mayor Holland and Bo, you got your hands full with Jack, but good luck with that in the future. And Bill, you've become a great friend, and I hope other council members after me see the hard work your team does. And I ask Mr. Jack Howell that you help keep my hope of seeing Lakeview lit up. My last promise was January, and that the FPL path be made safe as promised, and that you repair before you build and have a need before you make changes. And thank you, everybody, for giving me the chance to sit on City Council.
Arrived in Palm Coast 6 years ago today. I never thought I would be on City Council at that time, but I want to thank the council for choosing me to fill that vacancy, and I want to thank the staff for all their hard work and for helping bringing me up to speed on the issues here, and I want to thank Mayor Holland for the orderly and efficient way she runs the meetings. And most of all, I want to thank the citizens for the respect and the trust they have shown me. I have received nothing but positive feedback, and I'm very grateful for that. It's been a brief 6 months in office, but it's been an eventful 6 months in office. We saw the completion of our $160 million budget, our hiring of a new IT director, Chuck, and of course, dismissing of the former city manager. It has been an honor to serve the citizens of Palm Coast. When the recently elected members are sworn in, it will be a new council. And I urge the new council to remember everyone we serve, particularly those who work and who are raising the next generation. Thank you all, and good luck.
I would just like to add, you definitely came in at an interesting time on our council, but you took on, and I really appreciated the amount of effort you have shown in these 6 months. It's nice to have two attorneys up here. You know, you feel sort of comfort level.
Not afraid.
No.
But truly, I have. Grown to respect you tremendously in your thoughtful conversations on this council, and there was a lot of value added by what you brought to the table. So thank you for stepping up, and you'll be missed, but please make sure you continue to be here and participate and make your voice heard.
Thank you.
And Councilmember Shipley, it has been an honor to serve with you as well, and you know, I know your heart has always been in the absolute right place. Decisions that we've had to make throughout the years, particularly these last 2 years, having to deal with a brand new council and some changes. I think you've handled it well, exceptionally well. So I want to thank you as well, because you're inspiring to watch when you are the causes that are so near and dear to your heart you take on. With the challenge met, and you offer a lot as far as the
don't make me cry.
but you truly will be missed, honestly. So good luck with everything in your future. We hope to hear from you equally. I think you add a lot of value to this discussion, and we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
That's my grandson right there in the front row. Little tiger.
A photo up here with him, right? Okay, Virginia.
Mr. Howell, could you please join me at the podium? Good morning.
Good morning.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Jack D. Howell II.
I, Jack D. Howell II.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and the government of the United States.
The Constitution and the government of the United States.
And of the city of Palm Coast.
And of the city of Palm Coast.
And the state of Florida.
And the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of council member of the city of Palm Coast.
The duties of council member of the city of Palm Coast.
Of which I am now about to enter.
Of which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Councilmember Howell, if you can come and take your seat up here on the dais, we will now
Mr.
go
Rampino,
to the.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. You can come on up. Yep, absolutely.
Water.
I, Eddie Branquino.
I, Eddie Branquino.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect,
I will support,
and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution of the government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And the state of Florida.
And of the city of Palm Coast.
And the city of Palm Coast.
And that I am duly qualified to hold office.
And I'm duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of council member of the city of Palm Coast.
The duties of council member.
Which I am now about to enter.
Which I'm now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Well, and I would like to say welcome to the two newest council members of our council. I look forward to working with both the colonel on one end as well as Eddie on the other. So I think you both made sure that you were out in the community speaking to as many residents. So I'm looking forward to your input, your knowledge, your background, your skill set, everything that you both bring to the table. I think will bring tremendous value and outcomes to our city. So thank you to both of you for serving, let's have fun. I know. Would you both like to say anything?
Yeah, I would like to say one thing. I couldn't have done this without the help of a lot of people that are sitting out there. Trust me, this was the last thing I thought I'd be doing in February of this year. But more importantly, everybody has to have an energizer, somebody that is close to you that you can confide in. It will tell you you're full of nonsense or, you know, it's a good idea. And I couldn't have done this without my beautiful wife, Samantha. It just...
Thank you.
she's been the rock, you know. And thank you all for being here.
Would you like to add anything?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Mayor, Council, thank you for accepting me. I just want to thank a few people, and most of all, the two alive people that I love the most, my wife and my son. I'm sorry. And the rest, all of you were phenomenal, the people that helped me through this, and I want, more than anything else, not to disappoint and keep this city going one way, up, up, up. Please help me to help you. If you have a problem, and if you're my constituent, and if you have a problem, it's legal, legit, come to me. Don't fear me, because I don't scare anybody, I think. But come to me and be honest, be straight, and that's what you're going to get from me. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll now move to agenda item number 14, which is select the vice mayor for 2018-19. It is a tradition in this city that we rotate the vice mayor annually. It gives everyone the chance to participate in the absence of the mayor. Vice Mayor Cuff has served last year. I know he was so excited. I know. To have this day come. It is tradition also for the vice mayor to also make a motion to select the next vice mayor, and we do this by seniority. So,
I'm grateful to make the motion that the vice mayor for 2019 be Nick Kloofus.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll entertain a motion to approve. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Good luck. I know.
Good health to the mayor.
Good health to the mayor.
Yes, good health to the mayor.
Agenda item number 15 is the liaison appointments to various service organizations for fiscal year 2018-19. Bo, if you would, or Virginia, how this normally works with the approval of the different appointments?
Yes. Well, you could stay on the boards that you currently serve and just open the two new replacements to take those. You could vote on, anyone could make a motion to have someone else serve on that board. If that council member would like to come off of the board, it's really totally up to council how they really want to appoint each other.
Right. So can you let this council know which boards Council Member Lyon and Council Member Shipley were currently serving on?
I don't have it up in front of me. That'll take
me
a minute. Thank you.
Council Member Shipley was serving on the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice Circuit 7 Juvenile Justice Council. She also served on the Stuart Marchman Center. Those were the two openings. Mr. Lyon, I guess, because of the short-term stint, was not serving on any of those boards. I guess the other question would be, there any current appointments of existing members that no longer wish to serve on boards? That would be also good information to know.
My appointment to the TPO board, my current schedule doesn't allow me to make all the meetings, which are a Wednesday, a morning per month in Daytona. If one of the new elects would be willing to become an appointee to that board.
Well, let's first deal with who is going to serve on the juvenile justice and the Stuart Marchman. Does either of the council members wish to serve on?
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to take Heidi's board assignments.
Okay. Very appropriate, I think. You'll do a good job.
You.
Yes. We need to make a motion to that effect to have Council Member Howell serve on both the Juvenile Justice Board, Circuit 7?
Yes.
And as well as the Stuart Marchman Board as well. So do I have a motion to that effect?
Motion for Councilman Howell to serve on both boards.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. The outstanding board then would be the TPO. You know, just so everyone knows, and the TPO is a really, really critical board, frankly. It's how we sort of try to gain funding against Volusia County, because we are a Volusia Flagler transportation planning organization. Now, it is a stacked board. You know, our seats are very limited, so it takes someone that's very familiar with how to not only build consensus, but to identify projects that the council has prioritized as needs in the community, and to ensure that funding is attached to those needs. So I will say that in the absence of you, this is going to be a very critical one to partake in on Wednesdays. So I don't know.
Mayor, I would be willing to take it on if it's the will of the council. If I do, I think I would prefer to drop off of the St. John's board liaison. It's not that one is not a particularly time intensive from my experience okay. over the last year, but
would you like to take the St. John's
absolutely.
One and then have council member okay take the TPO?
I'll trade you.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let's can I have a motion to that effect as well?
A motion for the exchange in between. Okay.
Can
so
is that,
yeah.
Virginia, can you clarify that for the record? The motion would be.
The motion is going to be for Council Member Cuff to be on the TPO and Council Member Branquino to be on the St. John's River Water Management. Can Council Member Branquino make the motion since he is involved in the motion?
All motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He can.
Okay.
Yeah. So bring home the money, Bob. No pressure. I know. It's a really okay.
I second.
Second.
You.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. And then all the other items will remain consistent, Virginia. So make sure that is highlighted
yes.
in the record. Okay, we'll now open up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment, you have up to 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record, and your 3 minutes will begin.
Hello again, Mr. Neubach, R Section, Palm Coast. I'd like to congratulate the new city council that they were elected, the two new electees and the rest of the council. You have a large responsibility ahead of you. $650+ million you're going to spend in the next 12 months, give or take. Really more, because there is funding here and there that fluctuates, to say the least. At the end of the year, we spent almost $2 million for some renovations on some roads here, Whiteview, I believe it was. Could have been less. We didn't have to go that high. We did. Look at these things, and if you don't like it, say so to the rest of the council members. Don't just follow the leader. Be different. Be conservative. And make sure when you spend money, it's needed. It's not wanted. Thank you.
Next speaker.
Good morning, George Mayo, Palm Coast. First of all, I'd like to thank Ms. Shipley for her service and everything that she did, everything that she had to put up with, and Mr. Lyons, who has left, to thank him for his service, and welcome to our new board members. I hope everybody works well together and for the good of our city. One problem that we have, minor as it is, can be rectified very easily. Thankfully, you just put in a right turn lane on Seminole Woods Boulevard at 100. So you have three lanes of traffic there. Directly across the street at Town Center Boulevard, which ends at 100, you also have three lanes of traffic. The left turn lane, the center lane to going straight, but the right lane has traffic going straight and turning right. And what happens many times is you'll have four or five cars going straight, and there's always one car that wants to go straight and beat the traffic. So they hold up all the right turn traffic. And I know the city has been there replacing the divots in the grass because everybody cuts across the grass to turn right. If you would just repaint the lines and make that a right turn lane only. The lane is already there. You don't have to pave anything. You don't have to do anything. Make that a right turn lane only and possibly put up a sign because people are so used to it as a right turn lane only. That would alleviate traffic. The traffic wouldn't back up. They wouldn't be driving over the grass. So I just hope that works. Also, one other thing that I've been reading a lot about, I don't know how long our waste management contract runs for recycling, but I have seen, been reading in USA Today, where different garbage companies are breaching their contracts with recyclables because China and other markets are no longer taking it. And it's costing them more to, they're just throwing it in the garbage. So the prices were lower before when there was a market for recycling. I just want to be aware because that comes into the budget, what we have to set up for the budget for, recycling and garbage removal, that I'm imagining the same thing is going to happen to us. Our budget is probably going to have to go up because there's no longer market for the recyclables, so there's going to be a change in price, something to look forward in the future. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker.
Good morning. My name is Ed Fuller. Honorable Mayor Melissa Holland, honorable council members, it's my pleasure to congratulate the two winners of the recent election, Colonel Howell and Eddie Brunchino. I want to congratulate both of you on the well-run campaigns that you made issues, not personalities, and that was very important, I believe, to the citizens that we can only gain from that type of campaign that you both had run. And I want to wish everyone here a very happy Thanksgiving and a healthy Thanksgiving. And I'd like to recommend that maybe there be a joint meeting with the county commission maybe sometime in maybe 2019, where, you know, a joint meeting to solve the problems of both the city and the county probably would be real helpful. Thank you so much, and congratulations, new council members. And Heidi, great job, and Vincent, great job. Thank you so much. God bless
you. Thank
you.
Next speaker. Okay. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. Now we'll take it back. Beau, will you address the issue over with the right turn lane and Town Center Boulevard?
Sure. We'll have our traffic group take a look at it. There's obviously going to be some other factors, you know, how long the signal timing is, how many cars have to move through the intersection, whether it's a right turn or straight. But I did see the arrows are, you know, you cannot make them out very well. So we'll take a look at that with our traffic area.
And as far as the Waste Pro contract, I know this is actually an issue that other municipalities are looking at. Beverly Beach is just entering into a brand new waste hauler agreement due to the fact of the recycling costs. Flagler Beach is looking at it. They have their own internal waste haulers. But we actually have negotiated a very good contract that will buffer us, if you will, from the lack of you know, the discussion about the recycling and the limitations. So
sure.
Can you just...
Yeah, our contract, when we negotiated this time around, anticipating the volatility in recyclables and as a commodity, we used to be on a revenue-sharing basis where we would share in the revenue with WastePro. When the value of the recyclables went down, there wasn't as much drive to make recyclables happen, so we switched to a flat fee that WastePro actually pays us for the recyclables. So at some point, WastePro may come talk to us about the recycle pickup, but at this point, our contract is not like others in that fact. So we are starting to hear you know, rumors around other areas of the state where, you know, they're basically stopped collecting recyclables because there just is no market for it. But here locally, we haven't had that conversation. I'm trying to avoid it. But our contract is written very well for the city perspective for the recyclable revenue.
Okay. And to Mr. Fuller, thank you for your comments. We'll now open it up to discussion by City Council of matters not on the agenda. Council Member Cuff.
Two things briefly. One, it's been an honor to put in a year as vice mayor, and I recommend it highly to all the other members of the council so that I don't have to do it again. Also, congratulations to our two new council members, and I'm looking forward to the next year. Other than that, I have no comments for this meeting.
Other than wishing everybody here and their families a happy Thanksgiving, once again, thank you for accepting me here. And let's hope that I don't let anybody down, and I'm pretty sure I won't. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Clifus.
Yes. Number one, welcome to the new council members. Number two, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And number three, I'd like to ask Bo and city staff if I was speaking with Bo the other day about our current status of our cellular projects in Palm Coast, and I think it would be helpful for not only the new members of our council but also existing members that by somewhere around year end, if we could have a comprehensive report about where exactly we stand with our new construction of towers, and also I think public pressure on the companies that aren't willing to play ball right now by putting equipment on these new towers that we're going to construct, we should start to put a little more pressure on them, so this comprehensive report would give everyone the lay of the land, and I think it would be extremely helpful. Thank you.
Thanks for help.
It's a pleasure to be here. Now let's get to work.
And I would just like to add one point. I think in the future, hopefully in the first of the year, I'd like to see us discuss at a workshop the use of our fields in particular. I know we recently had a discussion with flag football. Hopefully we can work through that. These are, again, volunteer coaches. I think it's really important that we try to solve this issue. We would rather have the kids playing ball rather than being on the streets without any type of structure in their life. So it's a problem that we have to solve. And so I'd like for us as a council, from a policy perspective, to assess our usage of our fields, how we best approach this, and how we look at this fairly and equally to those sports teams that are looking to use our amenities. Okay. All right, discussion by City of Attorney of Matters not on the agenda.
Welcome to my new bosses. Yes. I look forward to working with and for you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
Okay, discussion by City Manager of Matters not on the agenda.
Welcome to the new members. Thank you to the ones departing. Just a couple, I heard the cellular projects, a new year sort of presentation. I've received a request in the past to get an update, a refresh on the fiber plan, and so I think that might be a good idea to do those things at the same meeting if that's acceptable to council. And then, yes, we'll get field use and policy on council presentation as well. Let me cover a couple things on the calendar. While the city is a 24/7 operation, city offices will be closed for Thanksgiving holiday this week, Thursday and Friday. Just to note, trash pickup, if you have trash pickup scheduled for Thursday, that route will occur on Friday, and Friday's route will occur on Saturday. You have quite a few events. There's the Feed the Feast run on Thursday, November 22nd. Of course, Small Business Saturday that we were reminded of is this coming Saturday, so spend your money here locally. The tree lighting ceremony is scheduled for Saturday, December 1st. And one other calendar item, City Council, for especially the new council members, fortunately, City Council decided not to meet on Christmas Day, so you'll have no meeting on December 25th, and then you'll have no meeting on January 1st as well, just as we're looking at our holiday calendars. And with that, Mayor, that's all I have this evening.
Move to dismiss meeting.